WU2T0TR.
TR, WU2T, you just happened to catch me, Tom.
Oh, I heard you and Dave and another gentleman on there earlier. Just wanted to say good day. Her niece is baking bread and probably breadsticks. I don't know for sure. And she's listening, put it that way. I'm just heading down to Harbor Freight for some incidentals. I started to use my grease gun last night to grease the lawnmower. And when I put my annual, well, not annual, every 50 hours I put a maintenance kit in there, and which is an air filter and oil and all of that stuff, a couple of spark plugs, just routine maintenance. And I didn't have any grease. And so I just wanted to get out for a little bit, and I thought maybe Harbor Freight won't be jam-packed like the grocery stores will be today. How say you, Rusty?
Hey, what? I just left. I was over at Sam's Club a minute ago, and the only place they've got huge lines, a lot of people there, but the only place they've really got huge lines is in the area where the gas station is. People trying to buy gas down there, $2.84 a gallon. But you know, it is what it is. So you know, I didn't want to get in that line anyway. I have got my tank just about full. So anyway, but I'm running around. I had to go pick up something at Sam's Club and came over by to pick up my computer on the way home. And I got to call the guy and see where he is because he's not in his shop today.
Well, that needs to be fixed down there at that gas station. They block that off. Sometimes you can get in if you go up through Academy and then take a quick right back into the parking lot on the far side of it. But it's just a mess, and a dangerous mess. It's a wonder they don't have more accidents there. But Brandon opened up the Strategic Oil Reserves in order to lower the prices. But, of course, he's given two-thirds of that to China and India. So I don't think it's going to last very long in order to lower the price. They walk among us.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And I see my computer man has finally showed up. And see what I'm going to be able to get to pick my computer up if he got done with it. And also... Anyway, well, I will talk to you in a little bit. Let me see if he's got my computer ready for me to take back to the house with me. And then, like you said, grocery stores, I'll probably find a thing over there, but I got to go buy me a container of sour cream. So I'll go see if they got any of that over there. Need to make me some more dip and also some sour cream to have my baked potato this afternoon. Anyway, I'll catch up to you in a few. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty, just wanted to say hi. It's beautiful out here today. I got 55 degrees, but it was 21 at our house this morning. Not like downtown Greenville. 73's Rusty, W2T and 0TR clear.
N4WHM.
N4WHM, good morning, Bill. Well, it's afternoon, 1:11, it says here on the dash. Don't know how accurate that is. On the car, what's my watch say? Yep. The 11th month, 11th day, and 11th, no, I guess it's just 1:11. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I called you this morning, I didn't get you, so I called Chad. He was going into a radio meeting whereby he was going to be elected president, I think. I think he must have paid him off. What do you think, Bill?
He told me he was going to be president next year, and I asked him, I said, what it cost him, and he just laughed. I think he's going to change our world a little bit.
He's a man to do it. I don't know how receptive a change will be. He said there's a lot of old guys on there, and those old geezers are hard to change. But it's great to hear you this morning. I haven't been on much. Bernice's baking bread. I just went and my neighbor brought me a brought Bernice a big bag of pecans. Man, these South Carolina pecans are wow. That's all I can say. They're huge. And they're already, you know, semi-cracked. He's got a friend at work that gives him some every year. And his mama didn't eat them, so he brought them to us. And I'm sure Bernice will make good use of them.
The pecans or pecan pie or just pecans. I love them.
I was I just grabbed a handful and took them upstairs and cracked three or four of them. We just sat there and ate them a minute ago. And they're just a pleasure. They really are. I don't know if Bernice had caramel nut rolls when you was there that day or not. I kind of think she might have, but, oh, she makes a delicious caramel nut roll.
Some kind of sweet roll. I don't know exactly what it was, but it sure was good. I remember that.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, Thanksgiving usually is held over at the other side of the family's in-laws, and unfortunately, Amy's still not up and about. Supposed to get an MRI maybe today or yesterday. I don't know yet. I haven't heard this morning. But I put in a phone call to her. She's supposed to call me back. So we thought we'd take a small dinner down tomorrow to her house because the boys and my son-in-law go to his family's side of the Thanksgiving. And I'm sure they'd bring some back. But we'll just go down there and spend time with her if she's not going to be able to go. And then Sunday we're going to have a smaller, I can't imagine Bernice doing anything small, smaller Thanksgiving at their house. And we just couldn't bring ourselves to going over to the in-laws without Amy being there. It's just not Thanksgiving without our daughter.
We're having Thanksgiving with Jana's sister. That's it. It's going to be just the three of us.
It's Thanksgiving every day as far as I'm concerned. And I just, you know, I'm thankful for every day. So really, every day should be Thanksgiving. Anyways, what's the gas price down here? Rusty was telling me it was $2.84 over at Sam's. It's $2.95 here. Brandon freed up 50 million barrels of the strategic reserve. But I think 30 million of it's going to China and India. That's the way to go.
And from what they were saying on the news, 50 million gallons will take care of about 2 days worth of oil supply in the U.S. So.
Well, I think, you know, I heard that, and I think that's somewhat of a mistake. It's barrels, I'm pretty sure, Bill, which is still, you know how long that'll last. But what you say is correct. But I think it was 50 million barrels out of the strategic reserve.
Barrels. I don't know whether the report was saying 50 million gallons or 50 million barrels, or. But the point they were making was it was a political drop in the bucket compared to what would be needed to actually do something. And I figure that's about the case with a crazy horse.
Took me a long time to figure this out, but they call him Brandon now, and I won't say why. Due to a car race, and they couldn't say what they were really saying, and when this guy won the race, but they was hollering out another obscenity about him. I got a kick out of it. Anyways, Bill, I've arrived at Harbor Freight. I hate to cut you short. It's great hearing you. The pleasure's all mine. Maybe I'll catch you on the way back home here in a few minutes. N4WHM. This is N0TR73's Bill. And say hi to wife.
said hello, and y'all have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you again. It's N4WHM. I'm clear.
N0TRK8HAN.
Okay, 8HAN, and I should know that, gentlemen, but I can't remember for sure. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, it's Brian in Greenville. I work with AB. Hey, I just wanted to say I was listening to you talk. Let's go Brandon and Foxtrot Bravo Juliet. Over.
QSL. Anyway, you know, Brian, I should have known that. It just didn't register at the moment. I got my eyeball here on Harbor Freight quality tools at the lowest prices. Not. I don't imagine Patrick would appreciate me saying quality tools when he's a Mack tool driver. And there goes an ambulance. But I hope your day's going good. Amy's been down. We think it might be a broken pelvis, Brian. And I've been trying to tell her it was from that fall and playing softball, but of course, you know, Dad's not the brightest star in the constellation, so they don't pay much attention to me.
I'm sorry to hear that. I did not know she was hurt. That's no good. I hope she gets better. She's a pretty tough girl. I guess this will be an eye-opening experience for her. We all get a little bit older.
She's 48, so don't tell her I told you that, but I don't think she cares. Yes, she is tough, and very rare. I don't ever remember her being down like this other than gallbladder. But, Brian, she's been down almost a month, I'd say, now. She's working some, but some from her bed and some a little bit from the office now. But the poor girl was on painkillers for about 3 weeks, and she despises that. She never even took painkillers after surgery. She'd just take ibuprofen and go. And she's finally off of that, but she still got pain. But the gastroenterologist said, you know, Amy, you might be right. And they should have done a MRI instead of a CT, because if it's a hairline crack in a bone or something, they'd see it better. So we're crossing our fingers because, man, that girl's really been down.
It's hard to know who's at work and who's not anymore with the COVID. Everybody's from home. Everybody's online. It's a complete digital world. Every meeting and every conversation kind of happens, and the people you're talking to could be anywhere. But come to think of it, I hadn't seen her out at the Wednesday night gatherings or anything like that. I just hadn't heard she was hurt. I guess it was a softball injury?
Well, that's what Dad's been thinking. And now she's finally convinced. Her neighbor is a very fine nurse at the Veterans, and she concurs with that finding, and they're thinking that's it, and now the doctors are thinking maybe they missed it, because they haven't been able to solve the ambiguity, you know, and they've given her antibiotics, they thought UT infection, you know, and stuff like that, but no joy on any of it, so God help us, we're crossing our fingers. But Brian, I'll let you go. I got to run in here at Harbor Freight, and thanks for jumping in. Hope you and your family has a great Thanksgiving. I'll see if I can get your call right. K8HAN, is that right, Brian? I'm getting old. This is N0TR73.
All right, 73 is Tom, N0TR is K8HAN. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Foxtrot, Juliet, Bravo, and you have a good day.
Getting old, you've gotten old. W2T said that.
With him, Brian. I got to run in. N0TR, see you later, Russ.
After a while, W2T Mobile.
4 Romeo Mike Mike Mobile, monitoring. 4 RMF.
Hey, Bill. How are you today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Heading home now. Got my belly full. Been hanging out with my grandfather all day. So I'm having a good time.
I'm just getting out of the house. Been the time running a few errands. But
Just heard you holler. Want to say hello. Happy Thanksgiving. And if you're going to be home for a little bit, I'll turn the radio in the house. If not, I'll catch you down the line.
I'll be around for a little bit, but I'm just, like, me and my grandfather riding home in the tool truck, so we're out hanging out together today.
See you then. Y'all have a good time. And I'll tell your grandfather I said hello, and wish y'all the best this Thanksgiving. 73s, my friend. SM4WHM. I'll be clear on your phone.
73s, Bill. Have a good Thanksgiving yourself, you and your wife. Enjoy the day. And 73s to KO4HKX. And I'll be on the side monitoring.
4ZLK Mobile.
Hey, Shane. How are you?
I got to see your truck. I told you I was driving down Whitehorse this morning. Right before you turned onto 123, I passed you. Saw you in there talking with your grandfather.
Well, you got good eyes because I missed you.
A little more than me, and I was in my personal vehicle. I did call you on the radio, but I figured you had it off.
Yeah, I had it turned down most of the day. We've been listening a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Good day. I'm going in to eat lunch right now myself. I hope you have a good ride home, and hello to your grandfather, and happy Thanksgiving. Maybe I'll catch you on later. N4ZLK.
Shane, you take care. Stay safe out there on the roads. KO4HKX. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. KO4HKX. Clear.
OHU signal test.
You, you're sounding good. This is KHAN over in Greenville on Pleasant Bird Drive.
I just intend to rearrange it. Just doing a little check. Thanks.
I think you got it in a good place. KHAN out.
73, sir. KG4OHU clear.